Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here with us tonight, and we are looking forward to interacting and talking with you. I want to remind you the call-in number is 323-203-0815. I'd like to thank the Want Institute for bringing us to be with you each and every Thursday night. And with that, I'd like to say, Dr. Allen, you are live on the air.
And I'm ready to go to work.
All right. Well, let me see if the switchboard has calls. And in the meantime, tell me how your week was.
My week was fine. I really enjoy the holidays, and we had a great family holiday system. But boy, that's a lot of efforting, and I'm kind of enjoying going back to a nice, busy business.
Oh, exactly. I'll tell you, it was a whirlwind of a holiday season, and you know, now everybody's sort of knuckling down with their New Year's resolutions. But my resolution is to never make a New Year's resolution. Just to make resolutions through the year and try to obtain goals on an ongoing basis.
I've made a resolution to walk straighter, to watch my my posture.
Oh, you know, they're having a big thing about that recently, about posture and how it changes. Altering your posture. I think that's pretty amazing when and it also portrays something different to the world about you.
I know that. I noticed it the other day when I was walking to my office and I was looking at the cement, and an office partner of mine walked by me and got way ahead of me, and I thought, oh, that looks like so-and-so, and it was so-and-so, and I was so busy looking at cement, I didn't recognize her, so I went in and made an apology for not recognizing her based on poor posture.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's amazing. So, have you seen the latest article that was out? It kind of reminds me of some of your theories. I wonder if they've been listening to Dr. Allen, and it's called 20 Things True Gentlemen Do Differently. And it's a really, really good article. I will. I loved it. So I thought, oh, this is Dr. Allen, a true blue and through and through. So I will definitely send that to you. And speaking of that, we have got a few questions from our Facebook people that we've kind of neglected them the last couple of weeks. So I'm going to look at one. And here is what this one lady has to say. She says, Dr. Allen, for my New Year's resolution, I want to be married before 2020. So, could you please tell us again about the 5-second flirt?
Absolutely. I'm sure that there are ladies in the listening audience that are aware that drunks and nerds have no problem coming up to us and saying, hi, my name is... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
But gentlemen, and the word is appropriate. You see, a man is a man till he meets a lady that requires him to be a gentleman. It's supposed to be his mother, okay? But some mothers are a little too busy and they're not paying attention. So there are more men that are not being gentlemen, and that's causing women to become men chasing them.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, flirting is nature's way. If you've ever seen a little kid in a pram, you know, being pushed down the street,
yes,
they're staring at you with those eyes, you know, and mm-hmm. looking away or looking towards. And presentations are important to gentlemen. So
yes,
if a lady wants a man to recognize her as available, look in his eyes and smile. Don't talk. Let him speak first, unless you want to be the man. Anyway, flirting is really presenting yourself, making him aware that you're available.
I agree. And I think there's an art to it. I think we've got a caller, Dr. Allen. Do we want to talk to our caller? All right. Awesome.
Yes.
Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do, and it's very similar to what she was talking about. So when you're face to face, you look, you smile, you present yourself. My question is about social media. Recently, a guy that I was on he was my number two. He started dating someone who liked every post that he made on Facebook and every post that he made on Instagram. But I didn't make any likes of those posts because I felt sure that it was like reaching out or talking or being the man. And I wanted to clarify that with Dr. Allen, because so much of interaction now is on social media. So how do you flirt on social
that.
Media?
Here's what
how do you
I
flirt
say.
Through Facebook?
The way you do that is whatever cell phone, whatever media you are on, if it's part of the process of that machine, then it's the machine that is basically signaling you. For example, Bumble, I think you have to see. I'm not familiar too much with using them, you know, social media, but I do know that different ones have different MOs, clicks and beeps and whatever.
So I'm not talking about online dating, just online social media where there's
not. I understand that.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Okay. But they definitely all have some form of like.
They have some form of like, and I want you to signal it because I give you permission to do it one time so that he knows that you personally are available to him for a reaction, a response. So if the machine has a vehicle or some kind of form that allows you to signal somebody one time, do it. Otherwise, you're not presenting, which anthropologically is what females do in the animal kingdom.
Okay. Well, so right now I'm in 8 weeks with him. Would I then not do any signaling, or can I go ahead and like a Facebook post or like an Instagram post?
I call those ritual strokes.
Okay.
If you want, if he puts up a picture and it's appropriate for people that see it to say like or don't, whatever the machine allows, you can do at least once.
Once
on
in
occasion.
Like a month or once in a day?
I'll
interject here.
Format. Are you talking about man who puts his profile up and you're going to say like, right, or something?
Well, there are things, a lot of people post on Instagram one time a day or more. So every time a new post comes up, I didn't like anything. Every now and then I would like something, but this other woman liked everything, and he's dating her now. So I thought maybe I was doing something wrong.
What's wrong with that? He put it up and she liked it.
She liked everything.
But what's wrong with, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I thought it was speaking first.
The thing that I'm saying is, when you go after him because you want him, if he puts up his profile or his picture or whatever he puts up, you have a right to respond to that initiation.
Okay, but I don't want to go after him. I don't want to be the man.
The man would be.
What Dr. Allen's saying is that he essentially, by putting something up, is speaking first, and you're responding to that. And I think the other thing, too, is this other woman may be liking every single thing he puts up, but I think if you use your own ability to reason and instinct, which things do you genuinely like? I mean, those are the things that I think, you know, she's picking everything. If you pick the things you genuinely like, then he's going to find out maybe that she's just picking everything just to pick everything. And you're picking things that you genuinely like or have an interest in, and that may set you apart.
Yeah, I've just been doing it wrong. I feel like I messed up here, so I feel like I definitely messed that up. I always felt that somebody who was posting every day, that you couldn't like everything that they put up if you liked it. I mean, I'm just saying that.
Unless you happened to find somebody that wanted someone to do that. There's a lid for every pot.
Right.
And so if your lid fits his pot, great.
Right. Well, I guess.
Okay.
I guess so. Yeah. So, now I'm all feeling confused. So I will then reconsider that. But
What does that mean? Wait a minute. What does that mean? I will consider it. What are you going to do differently based on this call?
I might like a few things. I wasn't liking anything at all.
Well, so then how could you be presenting if you're not presenting?
I know. That was always my question. I should have asked you this a long time ago.
Congratulations. You finally asked for it, and I've given it to you. Do it. I also want to give you permission to do ritual strokes to people that you may date periodically or you may want to signal. A ritual stroke is one. 4th of July, Christmas, Hanukkah. It's a ritual that is occurring in mankind's, you know, portfolio, and you take advantage of it in a non-sexual, non-seductive way with the humorous thing. You signal something, happy 4th of July.
Yes.
Happy birthday. Merry Christmas.
I did that for his birthday, and then he said thank you, and then 4 weeks later, he asked me a question, and I answered it, and
beautiful.
And then I did a Happy New Year, and so now I'm just in the 8 weeks until that, but now that I can like his Instagrams, I will like the pictures that I find attractive.
Beautiful. We just expanded your hunting skills.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know why I thought that was, I just assumed that was me chasing and I didn't want to chase, but
no,
he didn't know I was interested.
Chasing.
Okay.
That's you responding to that's you presenting to his initiation.
Okay. Oh, I really messed up.
Consider it dropping a handkerchief.
Okay, well, I'm down with that. I am definitely down with that. And I just wish I had done it earlier, so now I have to wait till he gets out of this relationship. Or, I mean, he's going down on the numbers, right? So he's no longer in the queue.
Okay. Good luck.
Good luck, caller. Okay, that's funny. So that's really interesting, because I think that maybe some of the people out there are misunderstanding that first contact thing. And I definitely think you've got that nailed, Dr. Allen. When somebody is posting on their social media account, putting up a photo, putting up a picture, you know, putting up something from their vacation. Oh, I went to Venice. And then you like it. That's not you speaking first. They've spoken first. That's their breadcrumb. You get to follow it or pick it up and have a nibble. So I love that. We've got a caller on the line. Hey, caller, you're good. Live with Dr. Good. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Allen. Happy New Year's.
Hello.
Happy New Year's. So I have to. Well, thank you very much.
What can I do for you?
Relationship. I've been in this relationship for a little bit over a year now, and
all right.
So been trying
her,
to.
Is it a her or a him? Are you straight or
her.
Are you gay?
Straight.
You know that is something now with our expanded social sexual way of being, you can't assume anything. So when someone calls like yourself, I was found a woman
being time together.
The I time is you not with that person, but you may be with 5,000 people marching on Washington. We is two people, may not even include cell phones. It may be part of the system to have a date with nobody else interfering. That's we time. Us time is the two of you with other people. So what's the question about we time?
The question is, I've been dating her for over a year and trying to get more we time. But she always has excuses as to why she can't have more we time together. And I keep getting frustrated.
I want to know if you have a negotiated, committed relationship. Are you in a...
Yes.
Okay, so you're monogamous, sexually, and socially. She's not dating other people, and you're not dating other people.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Have you negotiated?
That's far out of it.
What?
From what I understand, we're both monogamous. We're both strictly seeing each other.
Have you negotiated what she wants in the way of continuity? Continuity is neglected. It's how many times do you think we can see each other, or how many times are you aware of how many times she's willing to date you?
Yes.
Per week. What does she want?
She wants to date me when her son is in school. Her son is in school, and then when her son is home, she wants to take care of him.
All right. So what you're saying is, date you? Are you available during the day to date her?
Yes.
Is she available during the day? Does she work?
She works, but she comes to date me during the day.
All right. So how many times a week is she comfortable? Remember, happy wife, happy life. Women need to feel good about what they're doing, or they turn off. So what is she comfortable okay. with? Once a week is minimum. What? How many times a week do you get to see her without other people?
Well, I get to see her 4 to 5 times per week, but I don't get to see her on Saturdays or Sundays.
That's because her and child is there. How old is this? How old is this child?
She's five years old, 5 and a half.
5 years old. That's pretty young. Does she allow you to be?
Yeah.
Are you inside the circle with them?
No, not really. Like, I've met her son several times, multiple times.
Okay, but you are not part of. You're not building a family there. You're not in. You're not engaged to her.
Well,
you're dating her.
No, we're engaged.
You are engaged. Okay.
Yes.
And so she doesn't want to have the three of you. Is she just this one child?
Yes, and she told me that she needed more time to think, you know, to get to know me more before she makes
okay.
a commitment to
be family
live together.
And you know
yeah.
what? There's something good about that. I usually recommend
okay.
not having family kinds of dates with kids unless you're pretty much engaged, or these kids keep losing families. So
yes, yes.
She is learning how to be married to you, but she's very reluctant to have a family structured before you're married.
Yes.
And there's a lot to be said for that. So will she allow you to see her and the child once a week?
Yes.
Okay. Once a week is minimum, but it does start the process. Having a coupleness, you and she, is we time, but putting the child in is us time. She wants just a minimum of us time in case you guys don't make it to the altar.
Right. Yes.
So if she
I got that.
Is willing to do a minimum of once a week, that's good.
Okay.
And maybe very good for the child, because I don't know. Was she married to the father of the child? Is he active in the relationship?
Yes. She was married to him, but he's not very active. He's somewhat active, but he's far away.
Okay. Well, that's where you're going to come in. But if the child meets you at least once a week, you are getting the minimum of us time, but you're getting it.
Okay.
And it is helping her to like and love you better, because you're helping her be a good mother.
Right.
So,
okay.
So that's my opinion about I, we, and us time.
Well, I thank you for letting me know that. It seems that it's a good situation then, that what I have is exactly
it's
what you described.
It's a good situation.
Yeah.
Families that fall
yep.
apart
okay.
are wounds. So she's defending. She's giving herself time with you to fall in love with you and be your friend. And she's giving time, you know, minimally to build a family, because she hasn't built as much as she needs about the we time.
Yes. Well, that's excellent.
So,
that's excellent to hear. That's great.
Okay. Good luck.
Yes.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
you know, Dr. Allen, we've discussed that before, that that level of protection for a child, because losing somebody from their life can be quite devastating.
Especially if it happens regularly. People make a mistake when they introduce children prematurely to potential family members.
That's
yes. called grieving. I'd rather you were engaged, and I'd rather it would be done after you're sure you want to be married to that person.
I fully agree. I think we've got another caller on. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, thank you for calling, for taking my call. I'm calling because I'm in an 8-week period.
Now, for those of you that don't know what that is, it's a period of time when people make decisions. It's called rumination. Feel, think. Do I want to do this? Do I not want to do this? When human beings make major decisions, hopefully sober, if they're drinking or using drugs or things, that really screws up the deal. But when they think through something, they often drop out of your life while they do it. But that helps them codify themselves. So you are being left by somebody?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
You're being left. Is somebody not seeing you that was seeing you?
Yes. I was in a 7-year relationship.
What happened? What was the reason for the dropout? The ghosting, they call it.
Yeah, we were, for the last year or so, we were working things out from him cheating on me. And we had broken up. So I got a text message saying, I'm sorry that I cheated on you, and I wish things didn't go the way they did, because I ruined what we had.
He's asking for another chance? Is that what he's doing?
No, that was all he said. I was giving him another chance, but then
he dropped out again.
He broke it off. He broke it off when I put down a boundary on one of our issues
that we had.
What
was your boundary?
My boundary was, I said to him, you have the right to be angry, but you yelling at me the way that you are is helping me leave you. And,
is he yelling at you? What is he yelling at you about?
He's very aggressive, but you told me that he was passive aggressive. So I read the book,
Living with the Passive Aggressive Man. Does he fit the bill? Passive aggressive men, he doesn't keep his word. What?
He doesn't keep his word. Yeah.
How can you make a relationship work with someone who can't make and keep agreements?
Yeah, that's what I guess that's what I was questioning. I guess that's why I was calling, and I was like trying to understand what he was saying, why he was texting me if he can't keep an agreement. Like,
no, the texting is to get you to chase him.
Oh, I see.
You see, here's the problem. Many men are angry about mom controlling them so much that every time any woman asks for something, they will say yes and then not do it. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, if you want to go to the movies with him, you wouldn't say, I want to go to the movies with you. Because once you say, I want you to go anywhere with me or do anything, that feels like pressure. So what mm-hmm. they do is they say, okay, and then they don't show up. So here's how you talk to a passive-aggressive, former passive-aggressive, working out of it, man. I'm going to go to the movies and see blah, blah, blah. If you want to join me, I'll be at the car, or I'll be at home, or I'll be somewhere. And if you're there, we go together. If not, I go alone. Mm-hmm. You don't use the words, I want you to. It's, I'm going to, if you want to join me, I'll meet you at the movies, or if you're married to him, you know, I'll be at the car at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
If you're there, fine. If you're not there, what that does, mm-hmm. it puts them in a position of decision rather than you putting pressure on him. I want you to go. I want you to meet me at the car at 4 o'clock. The chances of getting a passive aggressive man to do that are very slim. But if you say, I'll be at the car leaving for the movies if you want to join me. See the difference?
Mm-hmm.
That means, and it's
so these
really
men,
interesting. What?
Do these men not generally can't commit and keep their word or anything?
They have a bad habit. They have a bad habit. Anything that a woman asks them to do, it feels painful to them. It reminds them. It mm-hmm. triggers them. So you can't ask them in the same way. Here's what I've learned mm-hmm. as a therapist. When I teach women particularly, because this happens a lot with men that were over-controlled by mom. Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they built a resentment around being controlled by women. So they say yes, and then they don't do what they say yes to. So what I found was, is that when you're with the passive-aggressive man, you'll say, you know, I'm going to the movies. If you want to join me, meet me at the car at 4 o'clock. And at 4 o'clock, he is driven to distraction because he wants to go with you, but it feels like you're controlling him, so he doesn't go, but he knows you didn't make him do it. You said, fine, don't go. If you want to go, meet me. Do you see how mm-hmm. I've given it back to him?
Yeah.
And pretty soon they realize, I better say, yes, I want to go, and I'll meet you, I'll go, I'll drive. You know what I mean? He will learn through behavior that you mean what you say. You're going to the movies or church or wherever you're going. And if he wants to join, he can. And if he doesn't want to join, you're going alone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
That's been one of
my... Yeah, I didn't get a chance to use that tool. I use the other tools. You've showed me the appointment.
Good.
And
so he's ghosting you right now. How far into it are you? How long have you, has it been since you've
seen
it?
Started, I guess it started over, but it ended in October. So
it ended in, the relationship ended. Did you write him a hi-bye letter?
No, I haven't, because it hasn't been 8 weeks.
No,
do I wait till
the
8 weeks? Or?
You write the letter and you send it to him at the end of 8 weeks, but you're better off if you write the letter while you're still scheming.
Okay.
Because if you don't write the letter, it's going to be a boringly blah letter in 8 weeks.
Right. That makes sense.
So how long has it been since you've not talked to him or he's called or something?
Oh, well, that text that I got, that apology was just on New Year's, over a week ago.
A week ago?
It hasn't been that long. Yeah, it was on New Year's.
Did you say it's a week ago?
I said, thank you for reaching out.
That's beautiful.
I said,
right now, he's pressuring you to chase him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. And don't be surprised if he reaches out to you in the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
What are you going to do when he says, you haven't called me? What would I call you for?
You're
not reaching out to me.
If he calls and I missed a call, do I call back?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Because that happened once earlier.
Oh, it did happen
like
once.
A month ago.
He's already flagged you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I did recall back, but I wasn't sure.
When was that?
That was like in November.
Oh, you haven't heard from him since November.
Well, no, she heard from him on New Year's.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's how long? Let's see. It's the 10th or whatever.
It's 10 days.
Well, you still have like 7 weeks to go.
Yeah. Okay.
What he's
I'll start
doing
working on that
is,
letter then.
What?
I guess I'll start working on the letter.
Work on the letter in case you want to. You do want him. Is he 51% valuable?
Yeah, he was. We were working towards long-term,
all right,
you know.
Then write the letter. Do you know the structure of the letter? First paragraph, everything you like about him. Second paragraph, the pain of broken agreements. You don't want, that's the third paragraph, I don't want to be in a relationship where agreements are not made and kept. And then the fourth paragraph is, I want to be with the man that makes agreements and keeps them or renegotiates them.
Mm-hmm.
And the last paragraph is, thank you for bringing me this painful lesson about passive aggressiveness, not keeping your agreements, so that I know how to handle it if you come back or I meet someone else.
And I can put that in the letter, right?
Yeah.
I can be direct about the passive aggressive behavior.
Yes, dear. Because maybe he might want to read it in order to understand why he plays this passive-aggressive game. He does it because he learned the lesson when he was little. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thanks,
thank
caller.
You so much. Good night. Thank
good
you.
Night.
Good luck.
Thank
good
you.
Luck. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
I like teaching my tools.
I love your tools. I think they're amazing. And the other thing I love, too, is that, you know, what you said about writing the letter now. Well, you got to write the letter when you're passionate, not when you're starting to
forget
them. Well, that wound, you know, a wound gets a scab and it begins to heal over and it, you know, turns into scar tissue. And scar tissue is tough. So
you got it.
Getting through that, scar tissue sometimes back to that passion, something completely different. You know?
Right. Thank you for underscoring.
At the tone, please record your message.
Okay.
When you have finished.
All right. I think our switchboard, our wonderful Ronin at our switchboard, is getting us another caller right now, which is fabulous.
Hello. I lost you somewhere.
There you are. Hi. We're glad you're back, Dr. Allen. Yeah, we've got another call. I think that we're going to, our Ronin's got for us. We'll see what's going on. Hey, caller, are you there? Woohoo. Not yet. I think he's working on it. Okay. So, yeah, we were just talking about that whole writing that letter when you're in the passionate phase and you know, that painful phase. The painful phase helps you sometimes articulate.
Hello?
Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hello.
Hi. I admire you so much. I wanted to ask a question about responding to text messages. There's this guy who texts me every day. He says, good morning, beautiful. And I will respond back and I'll say something like, hey, it feels so good to hear from you. And, you know, that'll be the end. But I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say, so how are you? Because most times when I say, well, how are you? I get a dry response like, I'm good. And I feel some sort of way because of that. Like, I feel a little annoyed
but
because of that.
The ritual. All I care about is respond. Don't ignore unless you want them to go away. So what you're saying is you want him to talk about himself, his feelings, whatever. Well, I hate to mention this. Do you want to mother him? Is that your goal?
No.
Then I want you to let him run the show. He reaches out to you daily and says, you know, what does he say? You
good morning, beautiful.
Recite what he says.
He says, good morning, beautiful.
Good morning. Thank you.
Oh, so I'm doing it good. Okay.
You see, the reason why I'm saying that is, I don't know what, do you know the person that's calling, texting?
We've been dating 2 weeks now.
Okay, you've been dating 2 weeks, and he has a ritual, which is fine, of stroking you once a day, but he doesn't want to get into deep conversation. Is that okay with you?
Yes. I just wanted to make sure I was responding correctly in a way that wouldn't, you know, turn them off or.
Well, if I'm not incorrect, you were responding with an invite to talk more. Is that correct?
Yes.
What was your response to his ritual?
Well, lately I've been saying, good morning, it feels so good to hear from you, or good morning, I'm so happy to hear from you, and then that'll be it. So, but I wanted to know if I should say, good morning, and how are you? But the way that you gave an example, it sounds like, good morning, thank you, or good morning, that's fine.
Well, if you wanted to say more.
I do not, you're dating in 2 weeks. I do not support women interviewing men unless they want to be mothers and men. I like it when men interview women. How are you?
Okay. So that's what I've been doing because I've read your books. I have, like, I'm so excited about everything you're teaching. So the other thing I wanted to ask was, so if you text me in the middle of the day, and he says, say, what did you eat for lunch? And I respond back and I tell him what I ate for lunch. I mean, I don't have to feel bad for not responding back as fast. Does timing matter with this?
Does timing matter?
Yes, he asked what I ate for lunch and I respond back. If I respond back 2 hours later or 3 hours later, does timing matter with a man and his ego?
I support you in not answering because you're at work. Are you at work?
Yes.
Don't waste your employer's time or computer. You owe responsibility to your employer, do you see? But to do it slow for emotional reasons is not appropriate. It's not respectful to not answer as soon as is convenient, including your employment. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
In other words, if you're busy at work and it's not appropriate to answer, don't answer. If you can answer, answer as soon as you can, briefly, from work.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So let him be the man, but you take care of yourself as a woman. Women get what they want mostly by knowing what they don't want.
Okay.
Do you see?
Thank you so much.
Okay. Good luck.
Thanks. Thanks, caller.
Bye.
I love that little ritual he has. That's charming.
It is charming, but it is a ritual, and I can even... He wants to stroke her, but he doesn't want to talk very much.
An interesting thing is maybe because he's getting ready for work, he's on his way out, and also, too, texting is sometimes misconstrued. Hi, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, I do have a quick one. So I find myself ruminating with the men that I'm dating, when they start to get a little bit more serious and I have to pull back and figure things out.
Are you passive aggressive?
I don't know. I might be. I need to put into words how I'm feeling, and I don't know how I'm feeling yet. So I pull back, but
Let
I don't
me
know
ask
what to
you a question.
Sure.
Who is the head of your mother and dad's home, mom or dad?
My mom.
Okay. And was your dad a wuss?
Yeah, he gave in to her.
Okay. And are you upset about that?
I've been working to not be that way, and so I've been patient, passive, and I'm trying to be vulnerable.
Okay,
when I want to be vulnerable, though, I don't know what to tell them, so I pull back, but I need to say something to them so they think I'm not ghosting them too, so I don't know what to do.
That's right. So you find that you get afraid to be a passive patient and vulnerable, and you don't respond to their calls or their messages?
I respond to them, but I get a little less talkative and not as friendly or affectionate while I'm trying to decide what to do.
Okay, so you live in tomorrow, not today.
Maybe. Yeah, because they're starting to get a little bit more serious and I'm not ready yet. So I pull back and I'm trying
Wait a minute. You're not ready to tell them no. Did your mother not take no from you either?
Yeah.
Were you a wuss to your mother?
My mom was passive aggressive and I was a rebel.
I got it. Well spoken. Okay. So if anybody wants you, then you passive aggressively say no, right?
True.
So
yes, I do.
What would you do if I said, Are you willing to be passive, patient, and vulnerable, even when you don't feel comfortable about it?
I'm
Your mother is
I'm
a
patient.
Role model for you. What?
Right, yes. Unfortunately,
and so
yes.
You're doing things that you don't like, and you don't like her doing them, but you have a habit of them. Beware of your thoughts. They become words. What you're doing is you're scripted to be passive-aggressive. And
right.
The only way to stop that is to not be passive-aggressive. See, that's not passive, patient, and vulnerable. That's feminine. Passive-aggressive mm-hmm. is I'm not going to be responsive to you. I'm going to give you a bad time. You can't control me. Well, he not only can't control you, he can't lead you, he can't protect you, and he has to be a wuss with you.
Yeah,
do you want a wuss like your dad?
No, I don't.
Well, then don't act like your mom.
Okay, so if I'm ruminating, what do I say to them? I just act like everything's okay?
Yeah. See, you know that you're going to have a bad feeling when a man pressures you, right? You know that.
Yeah, I do.
So give me a line that one of the men would say to you that would trigger you into passive aggressive. By the way, I'm going to put the book out there. Living with the Passive Aggressive Man by Scott Wetzler. Wetzler. Small but
right.
good book. Okay, throw me a line so I can be the new you.
Send me a picture.
What?
They say send me a picture.
I will.
Okay.
Why not just say I will?
Okay. Or we're going to meet on, I'm trying to think what they do. They just get more serious quicker.
I understand that. So if you have a reason to say no, say, I appreciate you asking to meet me at 4:00, but I don't get off work till 5:00. You give a reason, not just shut down and run away.
Right.
See, assertive people speak for themselves. You have a right. I'm not comfortable. Whatever. Passive aggressive people don't do that. They say, yes, I'll do it, or no. But they never talk. They never say, I thank you for asking to see me at 4, but I don't get off work till 5, so I cannot meet you then. Is that okay? Can we meet after I'm off work? It's negotiating.
Okay. Well, I can do that. It's when they're trying to get more serious in the relationship and they're not
They're trying to get what? What are they trying to do?
Be more serious with me in the relationship, and they're
what
not my number
one. What does that look like?
What does
serious look like? What is he doing? Take off all your clothes?
No. No, just...
What is...
More
controlling?
Probably.
More sexual? Are you saying more sexual?
Yeah. She says always have 3, so I have more than 3, but when my number one comes back around, then I lose interest in the other ones, and the other ones are trying to firm up a relationship, and I don't know what to tell
them.
Well,
are you ready to say yes to being in a commitment with number one? You don't have to keep 2 and 3 if you want 1.
Yes, I am.
So that's what men do. They say, stop dating other people and date me only. Are you ready to be monogamous with number one?
I am, but he hasn't asked me yet. So in the interim,
then
I'll
Then keep right on dating 3.
Okay.
even though the 2 and 3 are getting more serious with me, but I don't want to be as serious with them.
I know, because you can tell them, I appreciate your offer, but I'm not ready to settle down with you. And so that's where I'm at.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to have to interrupt here because I'm going to have to say our time is up. But I do want to remind our caller right now and everybody else that Dr. Pat does telephone appointments. And specifically, if you would like to do your live stream, that is an awesome phone appointment. You can find more about that at by hitting info@drpatallen.com with an email. Those appointments start at 15 minutes and can go up to as long as you need. And Dr. Allen does all sorts of things in those appointments, but specifically that live group one might be good for our last caller. Go to www.drpatallen.com, and to find out about our upcoming classes and seminars, you can go to www.oneistore.com. Dr. Allen, real quick before we go, what you got to say?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitment you're willing to make and keep.
We love you, everyone. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.